3 in 4 South Dakota voters say the state should cap payday lending interest rates. Initiated Measure 21 garnered support from more than 270,000 people. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Keely Boltina has this story with one of the effort's biggest advocates.
Steve Hildebrand owns a coffee shop in downtown Sioux Falls. Customers who visited him Wednesday offered him congratulations with their orders.
Steve, congratulations.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Everything didn't go good, but you know what? I really appreciate you taking that on because we didn't have to do anything.
Very proud of it.
My question. Thank you.
Hildebrand has campaigned in favor of limiting the interest rate payday lenders can charge. He says a coalition of churches, groups, and concerned citizens support the move.
Well, I think people know that low-income people shouldn't be preyed upon by predatory lenders. You know, we have a very large low-income population in South Dakota. And it's why there's 130 predatory lenders across the state. But when you're charging 574% interest on loans to people who can't afford 20% interest, you know, you had to do something. We had to stand up and do what was right. So I think the idea that this is regulating business kind of went out the window and said consumers have to be protected from these predators.
Hildebrand says people from both political parties must develop solutions for other abusive business practices. Two measures this election dealt with payday lending rates. Initiated Measure 21 passed. Constitutional Amendment U failed. That effort sought to limit interest rates at 18% for verbal short-term loans, and voters rejected it. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Keely Boltina in Sioux Falls.
South Dakota Public Broadcasting reporters have tried to contact people against capping rates in the payday loan industry. They have not returned our calls.